My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert, who represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He is also a former lawyer and a former judge in the state of Texas, and we want to get some of his analysis, both legal and political, to the announcement from the Supreme Court on Monday that it would hear, and hear 5.5 hours, as a matter of fact, of oral arguments on various aspects of the president's health care bill that has been litigated in a number of different federal courts at the district and appellate level. And, Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Always good to talk to you, Greg.
So many different opinions on which way the court is likely to lean here. I was talking to one of your colleagues yesterday who's pretty optimistic that at least the individual mandate will get tossed out, if not the whole law. In terms of all these different court cases we've seen at all these different appellate levels, what's your instinct on which way the Supreme Court's likely to go here?
Well, anybody that believes the Supreme Court will follow the law and follow the Constitution and do what it's supposed to has got to believe that the Supreme Court will strike it down. As has been made very clear, I thought, if the U.S. Congress can do what Obamacare does, then the 10th Amendment is absolutely meaningless. It really makes clear that there is nothing that the U.S. Congress cannot have jurisdiction over. There is nothing into which Congress cannot intrude. And once we're responsible for everybody's health care and handling that and controlling costs, then that means that, the next step after that will be we'll need to start telling people that they can't eat stuff with too much fat in it. They can't. It just opens the door to control of American lives. If Congress can mandate people to buy a product, and some have come back and said, well, you know, sure you can, because states order people to buy car insurance in order to drive on the road. But, Greg, there is not a single car in America that has a mandate by the state in which it's driven that it have insurance to cover the driver for his own damages. The only mandate is that you insure against hurting someone else. So this is even far different than that. First of all, that's a state that does that, not a federal government. That's a state's right issue. And then second, no state orders you to buy insurance on your own body, your own protection. This goes beyond anything that's ever been done. And if the Supreme Court were to uphold it, then number one, the Supreme Court is so far out of balance than what the founders intended. And number two, the federal government gets to control everything. That's clear.
Well, let me get your response to a couple of previous decisions we've seen at the appellate level. One came, I believe, just in the last week or two from the D.C. Circuit, which upheld the president's health care plan, basically saying that, yes, there should be limits on what Congress can do, but in circumstances where big decisions, big changes need to be made, Congress should have that latitude. I don't know how closely you studied that decision, but what do you make of it?
If you look at the different circuit opinions, they take different approaches, but everyone seems to understand and make clear that they know they're not going to be the final arbiter of what the law means. So they just kind of say, well, here's kind of our opinion, but it's going to the Supreme Court, so we'll decide. So you've got circuit courts coming down on both sides of the issue. But then you have some judges like those at the Ninth Circuit. We had a quote from them some years back saying, we know that we run afoul of what the Supreme Court would do constantly, but we figure if we keep deciding enough cases, they can't reverse all of them because they just can't get to all of them. But this is one where the Supreme Court is going to take it up, where my hope and prayer is the Supreme Court follows the Constitution, which means the U.S. Congress does not have total control of people's lives, what they have to do, what they can't do in their own personal lives.
Congressman, one concern that even many on the right have is the issue that I believe it was the appellate court deciding the Virginia case came up with, saying that the state didn't have standing, and even some conservatives are worried that unless someone is specifically taxed or fined, depending on what word you want to use, for not complying with buying health insurance as part of the individual mandate, then until that time, no one actually has standing to challenge that facet of the law. Clearly, it's gotten to this point, so the court may rule on it anyway, but are you concerned about that?
if the court makes a ruling based on standing or a lack thereof, then it is an indication the Supreme Court is completely worthless, as they were in the issue of this president and his auto tax force just completely disregarding the bankruptcy law, completely disregarding the Constitution. They turned the law and the Constitution upside down. They ended dealerships without due process of law. They took property, in other words, without due process of law. They made unsecured creditors secured and secured creditors unsecured, violated all the rules about alternative plans, things like that. And when I asked privately a Supreme Court judge how in the world they allowed such an illegal and unconstitutional effort by the administration to take effect, he said, well, the administration is scared majority of judges have the belief in that if they intervened, that everybody in any way associated with the car industry was going to lose their job and it would all be the Supreme Court's fault because they've now realized they were had, that hopefully that wouldn't happen again. And really, Greg, what we're looking at here is a court that's going to take up the issue of whether Congress has the ability to mandate what you buy and what you don't buy, even in the way of private products. And if they have that right, then it will be the right, basically, to tell you what you can eat, what you can't eat. Because anybody that's in charge of seeing that your health care is paid for is ultimately someday, not immediately, but someday going to have the right to tell you how much you have to work out, how much, you know, what you can eat, how much of what you can eat, because they're paying your health care. If they're paying your health care, then they ought to be able to tell you whether you can drive up their costs or not. So it is a door that I hope the Supreme Court will shut and say, no, stay on the course of freedom. You're not taking a side channel here into oblivion and despotism by a federal government. That's my hope.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert. As I mentioned in the beginning, Congressman Gohmert is a former judge in the state of Texas. And, sir, as you well know, there's a growing debate over whether Justice Kagan ought to recuse herself from this case because of work it's believed she did as Solicitor General, preparing a legal defense for this health care law. Based on your experience and what the law generally requires, when should a judge recuse him or herself? And do you believe that Justice Kagan should recuse herself?
Well, based on what we've seen so far, her office had involvement in the health care preparation, concerns about litigation resulting from it. So on the one hand, if that's the case and she has not been honest about it, then that's a basis for recusal, that she's been dishonest about an issue and cared so much about sitting on the case that she wouldn't be honest. I mean, that's a basis for removal from office completely, actually. So it deserves a lot more attention than it's gotten. And if it's borne out that her office did have that involvement, then I'm concerned that not only should she recuse herself on that case, but she may not be fit for office if she would not be honest under oath about something like that. So there's a lot to be looked at, and we'll see what happens from here.
Congressman, oral arguments scheduled for March. We'll all be waiting. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Texas Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert, former attorney, former judge in the state of Texas, now serves his state's first congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.